ninth grade in high school in Virginia. And we've known each other since then.
Ms. Roberts' English class. I'd had a very suspicious mole on my right shoulder for well over a year that changed a lot, changed colors, also bled. And since I procrastinate a lot, I was going to do it next week for a couple years, or at least a year and a half. When I finally did have it looked at by a dermatologist and removed before he ever sent it off, he had written down malignant melanoma on my report. But a week later, he called to confirm. And 6.5 years ago, there were not a lot of options, and he essentially gave me a death warrant. And he said, "There's not a lot of options here, but most people don't make it past 5 years."
It's been a long and daunting process that I've been around Rusty while he's gone through it, but he says there's not a lot of options. He and his doctors have tried, lots and lots of things. He's gone through, chemo, radiation, lots of surgeries. And you can speak for yourself about how things progress, but he had tumors in his brain. He had several brain surgeries. As of last summer, he had, over a dozen tumors in his body that you could see or feel that were big. Just to fast forward through the 5 years. What changed things, what connected the dots was as things got to be pretty discouraging, I spent a lot of time talking to Jeff, whose involvement with the MRA and involvement and interest in research for cancer allowed him to convey to me a lot of the exciting stuff that was going on. Talking to Jeff got me fired up to just really drag Rusty up to New York and convince him to go and go to a place where some of this research that was being supported by the MRA in immunotherapy was being done. And fortuitously, he went to Sloan Kettering, and they were able to put him in a trial, an immunotherapy trial, a combination trial, that's very exciting. It's the cutting edge stuff. It's the, I always thought that if a loved one or a friend got, malignant stage 4 cancer, that some miraculous cure would come along just in time. And it feels like there's a just in time element to this, at least in this case. And just in time in the sense that through talking to Jeff and MRA, we got involved in some of the research, and just in time in the sense that this trial is being funded by the MRA and is real time. And so, the hopeful news, is that it seems to be working.
I was out of options. I was sick, and probably did not have much time at all, and essentially had given up. I didn't have any other choice, but I didn't believe it would make a difference. I did it to satisfy a friend, and after the first treatment, and the research nurses have had this reported from other people, I actually felt it work. And the last scans that were completed at Sloan, I had 78% reduction of all the tumors. And that was after less than 6 months.
The thing that jumps out at me is that the doctor said to him, "Okay, let's get busy." And so here was a guy who basically thought he was out of options. And here are these researchers, these doctors and nurses, and all the patients who help in the research by participating in the trials, just stepping into the gap and saying, let's get busy. And it's a tremendously hopeful thing, and it's working, and it's supported by people. I mean, that's the action that people can do is to support that kind of thing.
The message that I would like to get out, you know, there are plenty of opportunities to donate money for potential cures, potential trials. Here's an opportunity to donate money for one that's working and will only get better.